Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Aren't you Marjorie Whitaker, the current Miss Georgia World? I'm Julia Sugarbaker, Suzanne Sugarbaker's sister.
This woman.
These are Designing Women monologues. Did you grow up with Designing Women?
No, I was a Golden Girls and Nanny kind of gal.
Oh, I was that gal too. Yeah. I was all of the gals.
You were. You were
definitely
gals on the town.
I was gals on the town.
Love and friendship and having it all.
Exactly.
Maybe just a great pair of shoes.
This is a 30 Rock and Kimmy Schmidt reference.
Yes.
But I was obsessed with Designing Women. Mm. My mom watched Designing Women. Mm-hmm. So you came to Designing Women later in your adult gay life.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. Your life as a reigning queen in your gay spheres. Or spheres. In your spheres.
Sorry.
The gay
actually,
queen in the spheres.
It's actually spheres.
Right.
Yeah.
We're talking about a trip that we took with two of our other favorite queens.
Queens.
Yes. Who are other queens that we adore, Brian and Tino, who are also fans of...
Designing Women.
Designing Women. We are also specifically referencing Saturday Night Live, who did an amazing spoof on Designing Women when RuPaul hosted. They had an amazing sketch that we watched over and over and over and over again while we were on this trip to the park we're talking about today.
Right. Our newest national park, New River Gorge.
New River Gorge. That's right. And when she threw that baton in the air, it flew higher, further, faster than any baton had ever flown before.
And that
baton was on fire. And that, Marjorie, just so you will know,
and so
your children will one day know, is the night
that the lights
went out in Georgia.
Looking for adventure, I want to follow on the trail, or get a little lost and let the wind fill my sails. Get up when the stars still fill the sky, don't wake the sun. There's so much to be done, and the day has just begun. Go where the postcards are real, you can feel, you can open your eyes and open your heart when you gaze at the national park. At the national park. At the national park. Follow you, I'll follow you there.
We would like to acknowledge that while hiking and visiting the land, also known as New River Gorge, that we were on the traditional and stolen lands of the Moniton, Yuchi, Shawanwaki, Shawnee, and Tutelo peoples.
Officially, everybody, welcome to Season 5.
Season 5.
Season 5.
We've made it.
We have made it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give us a pat on the back here, just as far as seasons go, because we are like, a season for us is like almost a full year.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're basically a weekly show,
except
we take a little hiatus at the end of the summer.
Like about a month.
Yeah.
But like, there's never really truly a month, because there's always like a secret episode that drops.
I know. We had one of those.
Yeah. If you haven't been paying attention.
We did. We had one on climate change. So We hope that you'll listen to that. If you haven't, it explores everything that's going on with the
Inflation Reduction Act.
That also included a lot of climate change provisions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now we are here in season 5 on the trails in a new park.
Right.
And that park is
New River Gorge. It was actually our thought to start with New River Gorge last season. And then we had the brilliant idea to actually just make it a 3-park season and just have it be Yellowstone, Tetons, and Glacier. So we're starting with New River Gorge, which is our newest national park.
For now.
For now.
That's right. New River Gorge became a national park in 2020. It had been established as the National River in 1978.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, the area that is designated National Park Service area of the New River Gorge area, it's huge.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of different sections.
There's a lot to do in New River Gorge.
Oh, besides seeing and hiking, you can rock climb. You can whitewater raft.
You can zip line.
You can zip line. You can even like hike under a bridge.
Serious whitewater like rafting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, or live a troll fantasy with yeah. like a bridge. I mean, yeah. Mike is living his troll fantasy
That's
life.
That's true. I wear my wig and I put in my jewel-toned
That's right.
belly button
ring. That's
and I walk right. around naked every right. day.
But anytime I see you, you're just frozen in one position.
That's right.
So,
in but mountain yes, pose.
There is quite a lot to do in New River Gorge.
Yeah.
It is a destination area for many, many people.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a nice spot in an area where there's not a lot of destination traveling. You know, you could easily destination travel over to, like, you know, any of the beaches in this area of the country, like, you know, Virginia Beach, for, you know, like Myrtle Beach, all of that stuff. But then if you want to really, like, have some sort of outdoorsy on the river kind of experience,
yeah,
then New River Gorge is
the park for you.
Is the park for you, and is the park for many who do that.
Yes.
And it has been for many, many years.
Yeah, prior to
as
it
a
being
national river.
Park.
Mm-hmm. But it was finally upgraded to national park with one of the first COVID bills that went through in 2020.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, we'll talk about this a lot. We went twice in 2021.
That's right.
Honestly, it's a pretty great park. It's high up there for me. For like just the very different things that you're able to do there. It just is, there's a lot of majesty in those like mountainy areas of West Virginia. We were able to see it at 2 different times of the year. So it was really, really fascinating to get that.
It's definitely a park that looks different depending on the time of year.
Yes. Yeah.
And also the trails, A+.
Yeah. Great.
A+ trails here.
Yeah.
And A+ little communities around.
Yeah.
We have to quickly discuss Fayetteville. We're going to talk about it more. Mm-hmm. But Fayetteville is this tiny little town right at the north end of
the river, basically.
The river about, of the park.
It's and where the bridge is.
It is such a cute and very queer little town with, like, you know, a lot of young people,
yeah.
a lot of great restaurants. Mm-hmm. Like, we had a blast in Fayetteville multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I couldn't speak more highly of that little town.
So, yeah, we did do 2 trips. So the first of our trips was with our friends, Brian and Tino. This is the first time we've really been able to travel with them, really do some serious hiking. This was a trip that we took in spring of 2021, which also included at a later time, Shenandoah, which will not be a part of this season, but may be a part of later seasons.
Correct.
Because we did some great trails there too.
And Brian and Tino, also national park goers.
Yep.
We were excited. This is our first time to be all 4 of us together.
Yes.
A gal's trip.
It was a gal's trip.
Is what we called
it. It was a designing women trip.
It was a designing women trip. Oh my God. Who was who?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know the show
okay,
that well.
Sorry, I'm going to do it. Okay. I'm going for it. Actually, Brian was Julia.
Okay.
Because he is the wise sort of like person. I think Tino is Charlene.
Okay.
Because Tino is so funny. Oh my God.
Is that
God.
Annie Potts?
No, that's Jean Smart.
Oh, okay.
No, I think you are Annie Potts
because
you're neurotic. And then I was Suzanne.
Okay.
And so
Great.
Fans of the show will get that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Okay, great. I'll look at that.
There we
I
go.
I hope Brian and Tino enjoyed that.
And then the second trip was, what a beautiful experience.
Second trip was a little bit of a surprise trip,
mm-hmm.
but it was with people we absolutely adore.
Yeah.
And that is who?
Brad and Grandma Joy.
That's right. Brad Ryan and Grandma Joy.
What a beautiful, lovely, wonderful, short, but incredible trip.
Incredible trip. Mm-hmm. And worth every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brad and Grandma Joy were on the show for an interview
mm-hmm.
at the end of season three. We were thrilled that we were able to like sit down with them and chat. And one of the things we talked about was New River had just become the mm-hmm. newest national park. That was at the end of 2020.
Yeah.
Or in the middle of 2020.
Yeah.
And so we were like, let's find some time to go.
Yeah, because I think Brad had been at some point when it was a national river, but Joy had not been.
Joy had not been.
So,
and
yeah.
their whole goal is for Joy to see all of them.
I think the only one left is
Guam,
right?
Which
American
I think,
Samoa?
No, American Samoa. Yeah. Yeah, and I think they have plans to do
yeah.
it. So we schemed while we were on the interview. We were like, let's go. Let's do it. So we're in a group text with Brad. And at one point, Brad was just like, let's just get dates on the calendar for like, you know, this time of the year. And it was the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. And we were able to go back.
Yeah.
And by a fast trip, it was literally like a Friday through Sunday. Like we drove down on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
spent the night. We were there all day Saturday, spent the night, came back on Sunday.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
But worth it. It was
but
great.
Worth it. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, the drive time from New Jersey was sort of like, it's supposed to be, I think, 8 hours.
So it's one of these that we're like, oh, it's relatively close. We're thinking it's like 6 hours away. No, it's like 8.5 hours away.
But then you factor in stops and whatnot.
It's a full,
it's really, a 10-hour drive.
Almost
basically.
A 10-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are like, oh yeah, like Shenandoah is not that far. Mm-hmm. Like we could actually be in Shenandoah in about 4 hours or less.
4.5, 5.
And we were like, Shenandoah is not that far from New River, which psych. No, it's
still far. It's like another 3 hours.
Another 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's not close.
No.
It was an epic trek.
Yeah.
But it was one that I'm so glad we did, and then we got to do twice.
Yeah.
So in this series of episodes about New River Gorge, some of the experiences that we've had and some of the trails we've done, we were able to do both with Brian and Tino and both with Brad, Grandma Joy, and Jess,
mm-hmm.
who and Evan Williams, the dog.
The dog.
And you will be hearing about some of those things simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
But in this episode today, we're focused specifically on the first day of hiking involved in our trip with Brian and Tino.
Yes. We left from New Jersey about 5 a.m., I think, with Brian and Tino. It was like a real early call. It helped that we were a little further west then. Basically, they're pretty much right next to Pennsylvania, or were. We left and drove. It was so nice to have four people plus their dog, Shay.
Yes.
Who is a beagle.
Shay. I love Shay. I mean, who can't love this dog?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a precious heart and it's just a sweet soul.
Yeah. This was the first time that we traveled with a dog to a national park too.
That's
so
right.
It was also a lot of firsts for us.
Also, we double checked to make sure that dogs were allowed to go.
Yes.
Because dogs aren't allowed in every national park.
That's true.
There's not a blanket rule.
Mm-mm.
So you do need to make sure to check before you just assume you can bring an animal with you.
Right. Because we definitely had some people when we were in Colorado
who
very
were
angry that there were dogs.
That there
in
were
the park
dogs.
Because apparently they're not allowed. So.
In Rocky Mountain National Park.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I love about Brian driving is Brian and I are very similarly aligned when it comes to traveling in a car. One, he and I drive about the same kind of speed, right? I'm not into rushing and I'm not into driving quickly or not into pushing the speed limit. Also, Brian keeps the music low. Because I would like to be able to know that music's playing, but still be able to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into the whole, like, let's just put music on and everyone be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that Brian has to stop and use the restroom as much as I have to stop and use the restroom. So it was a dream.
It was an alliance that was formed.
It was an alliance. We had an unspoken bodily alliance that happened with this.
Mm-hmm.
Same preferences. Oh, mm-hmm. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Meanwhile, I'm just sulky in the back with the dog. The dog made it better for me. the dog and I had our unholy bodily lives. Just nope. Laying down, farting, and enjoying the scenery.
Yes. Yep.
So
this drive, we took a nice leisurely drive. I remember we stopped somewhere right outside of DC.
Mm-hmm. Or somewhere in Virginia. Fairfax, maybe.
We got like a we got lunch at like a
firehouse
stop. Not to give them any
business,
but that's where we stopped.
That's where we stopped.
And that was easy.
Yeah.
Great. And so we were able to get food and then we kept going.
Yeah. We ended up, I feel like it was pretty much like a easy drive, and then it got a little rainy as we got closer to West Virginia. And I remember stopping when we got into the state, not too far over the border, there was like a welcome center / bathroom, which was optimal for the
wonderful
both of you.
It was a great welcome center. Yeah.
And they had like a really great, there was a great viewpoint there. Yes. Of like the mountains in the distance. Mm-hmm. So it was really nice to be able to stop there. We then proceeded onward to our lovely little cabins, which were the New River cabins. I will throw them a bone because this was
a wonderful place.
They were really, really great.
Here is something that the four of us decided on our Airbnb search. We were like, we're going to find a place that has a hot tub.
Yeah.
Both times, or in both, because we were later going to Shenandoah, we were like, it's important that it has a hot tub. Because, and we were all willing to pay extra for it.
Right.
Because it's really great if it can. Because
yeah,
if
you after come hiking.
Off, after hiking all day, you can get in a hot tub, you know, give your body a little break.
Who's complaining?
So yeah. This cabin at New River Cabins was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was 2-story.
Yeah.
It had like a loft with 2 other bedrooms.
Yeah.
It was all wood. Mm-hmm. It was just like, it was perfect. The kitchen was big.
Yeah. And it was stacked too. There was stuff.
Yeah.
Plenty of stuff there.
And they had the hot tub in the back.
Yep.
It was wonderful.
It was really, really great. And it wasn't too terribly far from the Fayetteville section of New River Gorge.
Right. It was in the north area.
It was
area.
In the northern area.
Well, I'd say it was a little, like, I guess it was like a 25-minute drive to that area.
Right. But
so
everything
technically
else was
it was
a little
closer
bit
to some of the middle sections. New River Gorge, sort of like in its north end, slants southeastwards.
Mm-hmm.
And where we were staying was sort of due south from the Fayetteville area. Mm-hmm. So we were sort of equidistant to some other mm-hmm. spots.
We decided that in this first part of our journey that Shay would not be a participant because...
Well, I think Shay was tired from a car ride.
Right. But I think also we weren't really sure what we wanted to do hiking-wise with
right.
him. So
right.
we dropped Shay off. The first thing that we did, as we often do, is we headed to the visitor center. Now, there are multiple visitor centers here at New River Gorge. So we went to the Canyon Rim Visitor Center, which is the visitor center that's closest to the bridge that is really pivotal for New River Gorge and the area of Fayetteville.
So this bridge is like an iconic piece of structure
yeah.
that is associated with New River Gorge.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things happen on this bridge. They have what's called Bridge Day, which is like...
We'll talk about the bridge. Yeah.
But just know, as we were doing our research, we started to understand how iconic this bridge
mm-hmm.
was.
And that was only reinforced at the visitor center as well. When we got there, it was pretty rainy at the time.
Yeah, we went like in our rain jackets yeah. going inside.
So we went into the visitor center and they still had a lot of New River Gorge merch that was with the National River on it.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we should... Because they had like a discount. They're like all of the National River stuff. Anything that says National River is discounted at this time.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, what fun it is to get this now before it, you know, everything changes over.
Yeah.
So we got some merch.
There was a very small little shop, which is also sort of doubled as like the ranger desk area.
Yeah. There was a theater, but the theater was closed.
Right.
They had an exhibit experience, but it was also closed.
But they did have like a small portion of that outside of it.
They had like a full made
topographical map
of the entire park that you could see, and that was really cool.
Right.
And also right off the back was a porch, like a wraparound that you could go onto and like see the canyon down below.
Right. Now, and off to the right You could see the bridge.
You could see the bridge. Now, the canyon, and it is called a canyon because it was cut by this by the New River, is not like a canyon that you would see in the West. Mm-hmm. This is an Eastern canyon, so it's covered in trees. It's also got, you know, boulders and rocks. You've got the river that has, you know, cut it down the base of the canyon.
Yeah, we were able to, you know, do all this fairly quickly because it was a very small sort of visitor center, you know, with the theater being closed and also the exhibit closed. It didn't take us too long to go through the visitor center. We were able to talk to the rangers there. I think I was pretty ready to do a very long hike, but it was a little drizzly, although the rain was letting up. So some things that I had like dog-eared on the way down were the Endless Mine Trail or the Kamor Miners Trail. But the ranger suggested that we do the Scenic Drive and the Long Point Trail instead. Because Endless Mine, she was like, I think it's probably been a little too rainy for too long, and it's going to be really, really muddy there.
And so, we had to have a quick conversation, the four of us, to decide whether or not we would want to do something that kind of muddy. And I think we decided, no, let's do something a little easier today.
Yeah, because we had also driven, we were in the car for 8 hours, so we wanted something that was going to stretch our legs, but not something that was going to totally exhaust us further.
And this is the beginning of a journey that I recognized that if Brian and Tino made a suggestion, Mike was all in. Had I made a similar suggestion, I would have been challenged. I'm just going to say that.
Okay. Well,
if I would have been like, no, it's too muddy, you would have been like, deal with that. You can deal. You got your boots are waterproof. Let's go.
Maybe Brian and Tino add pastels into my life.
Maybe they do. And maybe I just add like jagged
little pills.
Little pills. That's right. Life. The first thing, however, the ranger said to do while we were there at the Canyon Rim Visitor Center was to go do the Canyon Rim Boardwalk Trail. And so that is what we decided to do first. Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Okay, so we're playing a game called Subtitles. We made it up on the trails on New River Gorge. And so here's how it works. Somebody will think of like a dramatic title of something, you know, a book, a movie or whatever, that is non-specific. And then you have to come up with the best, very specific subtitle for that title. This is inspired by like Lifetime movies of the 90s.
Right.
If you ever saw that, it would be like, Lucky Girl, the story of my daughter, the gambler. Something like that.
Sure.
That's how this game works. So, Mike, provide a title, and then I'm going to give...
the subtitle.
Yes.
Okay.
Or we could both, and then decide which one is the best. Do we want to do that?
Sure. Flowers of the Orange Moon.
The story of Woodstock 69. The Darkened Sky.
Omens and portents of a Republican's rise to power.
Okay. There we go. Okay, great.
And he said yes.
the Lance Bass story. The cottage in the painting.
Thomas Kincaid's descent to madness.
Great. The coffee shop on the corner.
Empowering my poops, empowering my life.
Oh, wow. So that's a self-help book.
That's a self-help
book. Okay, great, great.
Stains of memories long since passed.
How working at a dry cleaner's helped me overcome trauma. Okay, and finally, the last one. Mm-hmm. Joy and light.
How to turn your fireworks fetish into a marketable skill.
And that's subtitles. So we began to make our way toward the Canyon Rim Boardwalk Trail. Walking away from the Canyon Rim Visitor Center, the parking lot was sort of to our right, and then there was some woods and a meadow over to our left. We weren't exactly sure where the Canyon Rim Boardwalk Trail began, so we just kept sort of following this sidewalk. We saw that there was a sidewalk that jutted off to the left, but we didn't follow that. We sort of kept going because we saw some people headed from a like woody
like a
trail.
Pathway, yeah.
We thought maybe that was where to go, so yeah. We followed that.
We accidentally, while doing this, made our way past the start of the boardwalk trail and towards what was a trail, but not the trail we wanted to be on. It ended up sloping us down towards the bridge, which we would later find out would be our entrance to a much more death-defying experience.
Right.
Yeah.
This was the first moment because we did, that trail did lead us down to the bridge. Mm-hmm. And we saw it, and that was where we saw, oh, you can walk underneath this bridge. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you walk underneath this bridge right now? Mm-hmm. We were looking, but the door, the gated door right. on the bridge to get over to the bridge entrance was locked.
Right.
And that was where we saw the sign like, do the bridge walk.
Right.
And we were like, oh, you can sign up mm-hmm. to do a bridge walk. Mm-hmm. And I must say, this was an emotional shutdown moment for me because I was like,
I think we all had to stop and pause to.
I cannot imagine doing that at all. No, thank you. I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, because you could also see at this point.
You could see this catwalk.
In the distance. Well, you could see the catwalk, but you could also, from underneath. The angle, see how high up you are.
And it is.
It is very, very,
very high. Very high.
Yeah.
So we saw that and I was like, okay, nope.
Nope.
Moving on. Yeah. So we turned back and we headed back to that other jut off sidewalk mm-hmm. that we found. And that very quickly led us onto a wooden boardwalk and that led out to an overlook.
Yes. And this sort of reminded me of Buttermilk Falls in
Cuyahoga Valley.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It would had the very, very reminiscent sort
wooden
of
wooden boardwalks. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Overlooks.
Steep levels. Exactly. Like, yeah.
So we get a beautiful view of the bridge here. Mm-hmm. And it was a little foggy this day with Brian and Tino, but the bridge was sort of peeking through the clouds and like the sort of the smoke was resting on some of the trees around. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And
it was hauntingly, chilly. Hauntingly beautiful.
And chilling. Mm-hmm. There is another overlook where you can get a little go further down, mm-hmm. but you do have to descend 178 stairs.
And it was slick today because it was had rained, basically.
But this was a fairly newly built stair system and overlook trail because like the wood felt brand new.
Yes.
It was still like the color of new wood.
Right.
Right. It was mm-hmm. treated outdoor wood, but it was brand new treated outdoor
yes.
wood.
Yeah.
So we started to descend the stairs. Mm-hmm. And in this descent, it's like there will be a bunch of stairs and then it'll be like a flat walkway and
for
then
a while,
more
yeah.
stairs and then a flat walkway. And so you're sort of twisting and bending around the boulders on the side of this canyon mm-hmm. in order to get down to what is another
which is like the final terminal overlook, essentially.
Overlook or overview for
outer look.
Sure.
It doesn't take us terribly long to get down. Like, you know, it is definitely, like Dusty said, windy. And it was kind of nice to see the canyon in this sort of way because it was still pretty early spring. So the trees that are coming up in front of the boardwalk view weren't completely greened out yet. They hadn't, like, all the leaves hadn't come in on them. So you're able to get a lot of views of the canyon through the trees here. Even see the bridge a little bit better, I would argue, than when we saw it in the fall.
Absolutely.
At this point. So, yeah.
All of these stairs eventually led to another overview, another great vantage point of the bridge here.
Yeah.
A little further down, the bridge is high up in the air now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this double leveled overlook.
Like
view.
Decking, basically.
It's
yeah.
decking
yeah.
that you can stand on. And it's a spot for photos.
Yeah,
and
I would
it's
say.
A spot to get a good look.
I would say, would you think we were about halfway down the canyon from like the river
probably
to
say
bridge?
About halfway. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because there's not like a trail specifically from there that's going to lead you from the canyon rim all the way down.
Right.
So this is one of the best ways to do that here.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind the stairs, it's a great way to do that.
Yeah.
So we took a moment, took some photos, and then we took a breath and we decided to head back up.
Yeah.
And I remember Brian saying, he's like, yeah, I'm glad that Shay is not doing these stairs twice.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be fine, but I think he'd just want to stay in the car after that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was an epic amount of stairs to do.
Yeah, definitely. The climb up, I remember just being like, oh, okay, so we have to, like, we're still not done. Because it did feel lengthy on the way up, as it typically tends to.
Right.
But we zipped up fairly quickly, stopping to turn and kind of glance here and there, and then made our way back over to the parking lot of the Canyon Rim Visitor Center to the car to basically have the adventure from the Visitor Center that was going to take us most of the rest of our afternoon. And the first part of that included the scenic drive.
Now, the scenic drive, in order to access it from the Canyon Rim Visitor Center, we pulled out of the parking lot. There's a road right off of the highway that we had had to take to get to the Visitor Center. We got back on that road and turned right. Had we turned left, we would have gone back to the highway.
Mm-hmm.
We turned right. We went down that road a little bit and then took another right. And that was the beginning of the scenic drive. There were plenty of signs. It was very easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
Brian was still driving at this point, so the rest of us could, you know, just be...
just take it all in,
take all of it in. Right from the start, there were just the trees all the way over to the left. You can see into the canyon. There's also boulders and rocks all the way up on the right,
mm-hmm.
like lining the canyon walls, also with trees. And as we were driving, there were also occasionally houses.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearly these are people's homes where they still have residence here in this park area. There was no part of the drive that felt very steep to me.
No, it was very, very windy though. Like that is
very
the one
windy
thing. It is like you are doing just switchback roads basically all the way down to the bottom.
But they're long. They're not
yeah.
short switchback
oh,
roads.
Oh, no, no.
They're nice, long, windy switchback roads. So it does give you a great way to see everything.
Yes. So you're basically looping under structure, like under the basically the sections of the bridge.
The New River Gorge Bridge. Which is the name of that big bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And what was great was that you can take photos of it from directly underneath it.
It's haunting. Like we were there and it just was gray. And like Dusty was saying, when we were on the stairs, kind of foggy, but it also felt very like spooky season feeling.
Yes.
Like this is Halloween town kind of happening here.
It was. The other thing that was great was that there are occasional places to pull off where you can get out, take some photos, take it in, see all of it. And so we were able to really, we got up underneath the bridge twice
mm-hmm.
on the way down
mm-hmm.
because we went under once and then we looped back around on the road as we were continuing down. And then we were able to be underneath the bridge again.
Right.
Extremely good vantage points of the bridge from here. If you are a nerd for, you know, industrial structure, then this is the scenic drive for you.
Oh, totally. You also get, you know, increasingly better views of the canyon as you're getting further and further down. And you can also see, which you could see, I'm trying to remember if we could see it from up above, But you start to see, very apparently, there is another bridge that's crossing the river at the river level.
So there's an older bridge, and it's way further down. Mm-hmm. And we heard about it. This tiny little bridge, which is almost at water level, was the spot where we were actually going to cross the river.
Right. Continue on that scenic drive.
Correct. And they told us about it, and they said it's a great place to stop, too. Mm-hmm. So we keep winding our way down. There's some other houses, but now the canyon is surrounding us. There was a lot of brown with hints of green.
Yeah.
Green is sort of sponged into the landscape around us because...
Still very early spring.
Early spring.
Yeah.
So we're starting for things to get warmer, but it's still cool. So life is coming back. And through this like brown and gray, you can see life emerging in the form of all these different colors of green.
Mm-hmm.
We do finally make it to this tiny, I say tiny, when we were there, it wasn't tiny, but from the distance, it looks very small.
Right.
And then upon it, it feels like a normal sized bridge.
Right. And this bridge was essentially what was the crossing point for so many years before the New River Gorge Bridge was built, the giant bridge, which is insane considering how that bridge that we crossed, that's now a major highway, like feeds into it.
Absolutely.
Is used. So to like perspective, just thinking about that and thinking about this smaller bridge and the use of it at a time for a lot of industry too. And I think mining was also very much so talked about here.
There was a lot of talk of horses,
right.
People getting on horses. The scenic drive was a former trail that was used on horseback. And this bridge was the thing. For so long, they didn't even, like, it was a luxury when this bridge was built.
Mm-hmm.
The small bridge mm-hmm. was built, because before that, they had to go a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And then this bridge really connected these two areas
mm-hmm.
so they could cross before, eventually, the giant thoroughfare that was the New River Gorge Bridge was built.
Right. This was really cool. As we get to the bottom of this part of the scenic drive, we pull across some train tracks and park. We're able to just kind of walk on this bridge, which is very charming. It's all silver metal, or like, you know, at least it's maintained as silver, whether that it's sprayed that way or whether it is in fact like a stainless or a steel, and it's all wooden. It's a wooden structure essentially.
That's right.
With this kind of industrial feel to it.
Tino is a photographer, and he's a darn good one. And so he was taking a lot of photos with his, you know, his fancy photography cameras, not only the whole time, but especially here with this bridge.
Mm-hmm. And it was really neat to be able to see the newer structure in the distance standing from here. Just also thinking about time perspective of just like years it took to build one versus the other, the structure itself, and how impressive the new bridge is just spanning the canyon, and just the difference in their construction. It was really kind of a fascinating just glimpse at history right in front of our eyes.
And with that, let's take our second break. Hey everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year, and so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about, we're marking them up, and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them, and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is Moon. moon.com and use code GAZE24, and that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com, and that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage
Karen Compassion.
That's right. So, must admit, this was submitted by our dear friend Chrissy, friend of the show, who sent this to us, and she was not on our list. Our list is like almost 2,000 deep.
I would say it's got to be close to that, right?
We, haven't done a count in a while. List. Yeah, we need to do a count again soon. But we are presenting this to you as it was also presented to us. Mm-hmm. So Karen Compassion is the anti-Karen drag queen. Mm-hmm. Her whole thing is togetherness. Mm-hmm. And her merch is baked goods.
Yep.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I think Karen Compassion has a lot of looks.
Oh.
I think she has like a cool soccer mom look.
Okay.
What other kind of looks does she have?
Well, I think when I think of Karen Compassion, I think of Joan Allen from Pleasantville.
Yes, totally.
That is who I that, that I think is her embodiment. Like, she wanted to be loved and she wanted to love others. And she just tried so hard to do those things.
You have a lot of in-depth like insight into this character for a film that stars someone you hate so much.
Oh my God. I just think that's maybe his best role.
Mike really does not like the acting work of Tobey Maguire.
Right.
Yeah. Just mm-hmm. like I don't like the acting work of Hayden Christensen.
I mean, who does?
People can come for us in the comments.
Sure.
Our opinion is that of ourselves. Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like she's got like very motherly, nurturing vibes.
Yes.
She always has a brown bag lunch for you. I think that's how her baked goods are given out.
In brown bags.
With little notes.
Oh, with notes.
Yeah.
That are just like...
Yeah. You're doing great.
You're doing great, sweetie. Mm-hmm. I love you so much. Mm-hmm. Love mom.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's what's in there.
Yeah.
And Chrissy also suggested like rainbow sugar cookies as like that's like part of actually I also envision like a brown bag. I think it's the brown bag lunch. Mm-hmm. That's the merch.
Yeah,
like you could buy the baked goods on their own, but mm-hmm. you could also buy the brown bag lunch with the personalized note.
I like that.
You don't know what the note says. You don't know
or what's in the lunch.
But you know the lunch is going to be balanced. Mm-hmm. There's probably going to be a little bag of carrots in there. There's mm-hmm. going to be a sandwich. Mm-hmm.
An apple.
Maybe a little fruit cup.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And then also
a baked good.
Mm-hmm. And a note.
And a note mm-hmm. from mom. Karen Compassion. So what songs could be in her act?
I think what the world needs now is Love, Sweet Love.
Oh, I love that.
I feel like she could go really big with that and mm-hmm. also just be lounge singery about it too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I like that. I also envision her doing like, and thinking and hoping mm-hmm. and dreaming.
I feel like, there's a lot of that happening. A lot of like 1950s, like starlet, singers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There could always be a little bit of Always Something There to Remind Me by Dionne Warwick too. Mm-hmm. I feel like she could really get into that. And In His Kiss, I feel like would be a good song too. She's got a repertoire.
She does. Mm-hmm. She does. But Karen Compassion are at the center of all of her work.
It's true.
It's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage
Karen Compassion. So after photo shooting on the bridge and just enjoying the views, we go back to the car and you're able to cross the bridge. Now, I don't remember. Did it feel like a two-lane bridge? I feel like it felt very narrow.
It was narrow.
Very tight if it was going to be two lanes.
It was tight, but I believe it was two lanes. We make our way to the other side. This, I guess, is the south side of the canyon. Mm-hmm. And we begin to start winding our way back up. Mm-hmm. What I noticed over here on this side is that it felt a little more rainforesty. It was a little more lush.
Yeah.
The green was a little darker, richer. Mm-hmm. There was a lot more plant and vegetation mm-hmm. over on this side.
Well, if it's the south side, then it's getting a southern exposure, right?
And right.
More sun.
Right.
Right. So that makes sense. But I do feel like we also had like a lot of we stopped a few times at these very like kind of impressive rock walls. Do you remember that?
There were
a few pull-offs where there were these like kind of like shale piles down below and then like a cliff face. That was very dramatic on this side. That's what kind of felt very impactful about this section of the drive.
I was thinking this whole time about how amazing all of this would look in the very early morning light. Mm. I was like, Tino, maybe we should come back here like at 5 a.m. when the like light is just peeking through.
Magic hour.
magic hour. I don't know that either any of us were interested in waking up at 5 a.m. at all that week. But yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes our bodies make us do that, though.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we continue driving and notice that there looks like there's a small little trail that's off the side of the road. We had intended to do a longer hike after this, but we were also very keen to just do some exploring here. Like, it was nice to get out of the car and walk around the bridge for a little bit, especially, again, we had driven here in 8 hours.
And then had come and gotten back in the car
to drive some more.
Yeah.
So we were excited about the potential of walking as much as we could. So this is a section of the Kaymore Trail.
Not to be confused with the Kaymore Mine Trail, mm-hmm. which is a different trail. Mm-hmm. And there are a few places to access the Kaymore Trail, but we were accessing it from the Wolf Creek Trailhead. What we had heard from the ranger was that the majority of this trail was closed. There was only about 0.7 miles that was available to walk on. And we were like, you know what? That's fine. If we see it and want to do it, we'll do it. And then we'll just come back to the car.
Yeah.
However, as of today, right now, it's still, that trail is still closed at that point. Mm-hmm. And it was due to lots of mudslides.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
That sort of washed out a lot of the spots on the trail that, you know, would need to be safe in order for people to do it.
Sure.
And maybe with the passing of this new bill, they will be able to actually, like, you know, do the repairs they need to do. Mm-hmm. Because it sounds like a sort of backlog project now.
We got out of the car. It's a very small parking area.
It was near what felt like a campground.
Right. Essentially, we are walking down a very kind of mossy rhododendron-y path that's pretty ground level with the road.
Yeah.
For quite some time.
We had to get over a couple of streams. Mm-hmm. Very easy.
And then we eventually get to these like very like interesting, there's a lot of interesting boulder, rock, mossy, cavey sort of situations off to our right, which is, we, you know, are enamored by all that. And then eventually come to a bridge which crosses a major, major stream.
It feels like a river. Mm-hmm. This isn't New River. This is sort of like a tributary.
Yeah.
It was an awesome bridge because like the sounds of the water were just stunning.
Yes. And I just remember the bridge itself that we had across this stream or river was very, very lichen-y. There were like lichen and moss like all over the metalwork of the bridge. And this is just like a walking bridge. It's not like a passenger
bridge. It's a footbridge.
It's a footbridge, yeah.
But it felt so good to be out. It was like our first time. All of us had been working kind of nonstop up until that point. And so it was just such a lovely spot. It was such a lovely place to be. And it was sort of like, oh, we're finally all together in nature the way we had been envisioning.
After crossing the footbridge, we immediately hit an ascent. It's really not that long until after ascending for a while that we encounter a waterfall, like a small waterfall, that then has a stream that crosses the trail there.
And it was literally spilling over onto the trail. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't going up underneath it. And this was also where we saw there was like a family and there was a couple of kids.
Right.
Who were, you know, playing in the waterfall, running about, but not in a way that was chaotic.
No, you really couldn't go up much further. There was like a little bit of trail after the waterfall, but then that's sort of where it was blocked off.
There was like a barricade.
Don't pass this point.
Yeah.
Which, listen to signs.
Oh, yeah. Always listen to signs.
So, yeah. So we made our way back down. At this point, I think it was just you and I that were up here because Brian and Tino had sort of stayed down near the bridge. So when we got down to the bridge again, we saw that you could actually go off the trail and sort of under this little footbridge. And that's sort of what we did because there were some larger boulders in the river here. So you could, if you wanted to, get on them. But it was more of like cool to just like explore this little section below the bridge area.
And for us in this moment, there was the whiteness of the breaking of the water of the stream. It was a very sort of, you know, there were a lot of boulders in the stream. There was also lots of dark green vegetation around and all of these deliciously dark green, like moisture soaked plants. And then with like a couple of hints of color here and there, right? Like some small things flowering here and there, but nothing big.
No.
Nothing big.
No, nothing had really come out yet.
But we were watching all of this right at the start of what would, I'm sure, be a larger bloom.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely a trail that I think would be great to be able to do in its entirety. This was one of the longer ones that I had kind of dog-eared for us. It would probably be a very full day. It's almost 9 miles, but I'm sure it would be a great trek. I'm sure depending on the time of year, like I imagine the spring is a wonderful time because you're going to get a lot of things like this where you're having these waterfalls and kind of this beautiful sort of situation.
It just feels
bloom.
So lush
yes.
in that area. I am dying to do this trail when it's fully open mm-hmm. and available, right? Mm-hmm. It is an 8.6 mile one-way trail. However, it does intersect with the Craig Branch Trail, which is also a pretty long trail, mm-hmm. right? In the next episode, we're going to talk about the Long Point Trail. And Long Point is a spot in the canyon. And the Long Point Trail actually goes out on the top of that spot.
Mm-hmm.
The Kaymore Trail that we were on here at the beginning of it actually wraps around Long Point.
Oh, okay.
It wraps all the way around Long Point. You can't connect because it's like a just an steep. Absolute ascent straight up. But you go around Long Point and you continue around the edge of the canyon the whole time. It's a moderate trail.
Cool.
And then you could connect with Craig Branch and that would take you up. And you could, there's sort of like an interconnected system of trails, but you could offshoot onto a few other ones for a very long epic trek that would then become a loop that would bring you back to where you started the Kaymore Trail.
The one thing about the Fayetteville Canyon Rim section of the park is this trail network that looked really cool and very, very interesting. But there was a lot, especially when we got the map from the ranger and talking to them, there's a lot, especially on the south side, but a lot of it was inaccessible at the time or would have been difficult because of the weather and the rain that they had gotten.
The other thing is that really, there's only two spots where you can cross the river, and that's either the big New River Gorge Bridge or that tiny little bridge we had gone over in the scenic drive in this area. So it's hard to like make connecting trail loops in this area, like on one side versus the other. You kind of have to commit to hiking on either the north side or the south side.
Right. And that little bridge that we crossed was the Tunney Hunsaker Bridge.
From here, we got into the car. And we were ready to go hike a longer trail. And that trail would be the Long Point Trail. Okay, so let's put some things on the Karen Stone scale real quick.
Great.
What about the stairs at the Canyon Rim Boardwalk Trail?
I'd say like maybe a 3.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some steepness involved. Obviously, it's not a trail that everyone can do.
No. It's not a wheelchair accessible trail.
For the first part, yes.
The overview at the top, totally wheelchair accessible.
Yes.
It's just the stairs beyond that.
Yeah. And I'd imagine if you were a real little kid, that would be something you'd probably end up on your dad's shoulders or mom's shoulders or whomever's shoulders, like at the end, because it's a lot of stairs to climb. So, but I think it's...
I ended up on Mike's shoulders.
You did.
So.
It's a pretty easy to moderate sort of deal.
I would probably give the stairs a 4 just because of the sheer amount of them. So that's like a 7 out of 20.
Right.
What about the segment of the Kaymore Trail?
I don't know. Probably about the same, a 2 maybe. I didn't feel like it was anything that was like, you know.
No, probably a 2 for me too.
Crazy.
No, I mean, the terrain is a little uneven at times.
Yeah.
So, okay, 4 out of 20 for that tiny little segment of the Kaymore Trail that started at the Wolf Creek Trailhead. And now, let's end this first episode of Season 5 the way we end all of our episodes, with some Jeopardy-style trivia.
Great.
Why don't I start today, Mike?
Great.
Okay, are you ready?
Great.
This is called Scenic Drive.
Okay, great.
And it is an entire category all about scenic drives.
I just said great four times in a row. I just want to mark that.
Oh, I know. I know.
That's funny because I was going to do that, but then I changed my mind.
Okay.
I was like, wonderful. I will go in a different direction here.
So five.
I look forward to it.
Here we are in five seasons. We still have not written the same category of Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Come close, but still haven't done it. And we don't share that with each other, everybody.
No.
We each have secret folders that we store our stuff in that we don't look at.
No.
So, okay, so this category, the other thing I want to say is that survey says all of the trivia that we write on the show is extremely hard. We have heard from all of you, to which we say we do. We are people who love a challenge. So
deal with it.
No, we are conscious of that. So we are definitely, we aren't trying to make things like give away too easy, but we can always be better at clue writing. So we are trying to give even more detail in our clues.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Some of us are.
Scenic drive for 100.
Great.
Highway 1 is the scenic drive through this California area, which also served as the picturesque setting for the season 1 slam dunk and season 2 sigh that was Big Little Lies.
Oh, what is San Bernardino?
Oh, incorrect. What is Monterey?
Monterey. Yeah, okay.
I know. Okay, for 200.
Could have been a clue about Jack Cheese if I was going to say something.
I could have easier said something clue about
writing,
Jack Cheese.
Mr. Easier clue writing over here.
For 200. This is the beautiful scenic drive that will take you up close and personal to the Great Smoky Mountains and stretches all the way to Shenandoah National Park and has earned the name America's Favorite Drive.
What is the Blue Ridge Parkway?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
For 300. This is the famous road found on the island of Maui in Hawaii that stretches all the way around to the other side of the island, featuring spectacular views, one-way bridges, and many twists and turns through rainforest.
What is the road to Kona?
Oh,
no,
incorrect.
Why can't I remember it? It's Road to Hana. What's the Road to Hana?
The Road to Hana. Or the Hana Highway is also a name for it. For 400, this road in California is the road everyone says to drive on. And for good reason, it will transport you. Do you get my joke there? Okay, anyway, transport. Sorry. Just over 656 miles, it stretches almost all of California's coastline.
What is Route 1? No, is the Pacific Highway?
What is the Pacific Coast Highway?
Pacific Coast
the
Highway.
The PCH.
Sure.
The Pacific
really
Coast
doing
Highway.
Great on this.
And for 500, making its way around the coastline of Fjord, Norway, this road could be named for one of the oceans it's nearest to.
What is the North Atlantic Highway?
Close. What is the Atlantic Road?
Okay.
There you go. The North Atlantic isn't an ocean. The Atlantic is an ocean, right?
It's a part of the Atlantic. Just for all of you keeping track out there on easy clue writing.
Okay, and we'll see how you do.
Great.
Tier one.
Uh-huh. Well, my Jeopardy style trivia is also transportation based.
Okay.
It's titled Bridges of Blank County
because
we encountered two bridges here on this day, and those bridges were really pivotal. This is all about bridges, but you'll have to name the county that they're in. Now,
oh,
I have
God.
Given you clues, and I will say this. Most of the counties that these bridges are in have the same name as a major city that is also contained within that county.
Okay, great.
So it's nothing that's super curveballing.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Well, just call me Bridget of Madison County and let's go.
For 100, the Walt Whitman, Betsy Ross, and Chestnut Street Bridge are all contained within this northeastern state's county that bears the same name of its major city, a launching point for boys to men.
What is Philadelphia County?
That's correct.
Okay.
For 200, the William M. Powell, Bear Cut, and Bay Bridges are all bridges in this county, which also has a city bearing the same name and had a Will Smith song named after it.
What is the San Francisco County Bridge?
Welcome to San Francisco, Amiami.
Oh, welcome to Miami. What is
Miami-Dade?
What is Miami-Dade County? No mention of Golden Girls. You said the Bay Bridge, which is, I was like, I know it's the Golden Gate, but maybe there is this, maybe you're leaving out Golden Gate and it's the San Francisco Bay Bridge. Anyway.
Okay. Well, for 300, the Royal Gorge, Plate River, and Highland County Bridges are all structures contained within this county with a similarly named Mile High City.
What is Denver County?
That's correct. For 400, the Brecksville Northfield Bridge, Chagrin Falls, and Detroit Superior Bridge all belong to this Buckeye State County with a similarly named national park.
What is Cuyahoga County?
Correct.
In Ohio.
Mm-hmm. And right. For 500, the Ballard, Fremont, and Magnolia Bridges are all based in this royally named Washington State County that contains Seattle and are only fit for some.
What is Queens County? What is Kings County?
Yeah, fit for a king, girl.
Or a queen, girl. No,
not according to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com, and that's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram, on our website, and in the Gaze Shop is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written by Dave Seaman and performed by Dave Seaman, Mariella Klinger, and Sean Sklios. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang. This episode was edited by me, Dustin Ballard.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Ocean County, New Jersey.